Hi, everybody. I'm Len Wells. It's time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your country financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. The Fairfield Chamber of Commerce has announced that Save-A-Lot is this year's Business of the Year recipient. Save-A-Lot will be honored during the annual Fairfield Chamber of Commerce banquet set for Monday evening, March 12th, at the Community of Christ Church Family Life Center in Fairfield. This will be the 51st year that a Business of the Year has been honored. Save-A-Lot is currently located on West Main Street and across the street from Wainwright Electric, but later this winter, a very popular grocery store will be moving to the former Beeler's property at West Main and Northwest 7th, a much larger property with more parking. Work is currently underway on repairs and upgrades to the store in preparation for the big move. Tickets for the Chamber of Commerce banquet are $15 each, and those can be purchased at the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce office in downtown Fairfield. You can also call the Chamber office at 842-6116 to reserve tickets. By the way, last year's Business of the Year was the Fairfield Dairy Queen. More news after this.
A big game calls for a comfy new recliner, so hurry out to Hubinger's Furniture Company. All in-stock recliners are on sale. Prices start at just $299, so cheap you might want to. Our showroom is packed here at Hubinger's, and we have recliners in every size, every price, and almost every color. So come to the big game sale only at Hubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth a drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
Influenza in Illinois continues to be widespread, according to officials with the Illinois Department of Public Health. The number of patients admitted to a hospital intensive care unit this season now numbers 1,384. Of those, 111 were admitted in the most recent week, for IDPH data was available, the first full week of February. Patients over the age of 65 made up the greatest number of those admitted to an ICU for flu-related illness. However, the number of very young patients is still on the rise, with 4 pediatric deaths in Illinois now being blamed on this year's seasonal influenza. The most prevalent strain of influenza in Illinois is type A, H3, and other type A subgroups. It is not too late to get a flu shot. The Centers for Disease Control recommends a flu shot for anyone over the age of 6 months. For more information about a flu shot, contact your local health department, pharmacy, or, of course, your family physician. Officials with American Tower report to the White County Sheriff's Department that someone entered one of their cell phone tower properties near Burnt Prairie recently and stole about 30 feet of 2-0-size copper wire. The thieves busted a lock on a gate to gain entrance and also damaged a control panel during the heist. No value listed on that loss. Then officials with AT&T report someone entered one of their cell phone tower sites, stealing about 250 feet of number 3-0 copper wiring. The intruder also broke a power meter and pulled additional wiring from a conduit. The estimate to make repairs to the site was put at $10,000. Now, that happened on February the 5th. Then just 1 week later, thieves returned to the very same site and stole more copper wire. Again, the cost to make repairs pegged at about $10,000. White County Sheriff Doug Meyer reports that the two-week estimate of stolen wires and necessary repairs has now topped $20,000. Fairfield City Police report the arrest Monday of 35-year-old Joseph P. Genestri of Fairfield on a Wayne County warrant, charging him with disorderly conduct. Genestri was taken into custody at the Fairfield Walmart after an off-duty Fairfield City Police officer spotted him and knew there was a warrant for his arrest. Genestri was taken to the county jail and booked pending the posting of $770 cash bond. John P. Gunter of rural Enfield reports to the White County Sheriff's Department somebody damaged a vinyl fence on his property. Said it appears somebody kicked the fence and busted the bottom board. No value listed on that damage. Centralia police are continuing to investigate a smash-and-grab robbery in which several long guns were stolen from the new Buckeye store in Centralia. Police responded to a burglar alarm at the store a little after 3:30 Sunday morning. When police arrived, they discovered there had been a forced entry into the building as the front glass window was broken out. The thieves then apparently quickly grabbed the guns and made their getaway. It's not clear how many guns were actually stolen. Now, the old Buckeye store, which was located in the Fairview Plaza Shopping Center, had a large number of guns stolen back in 2014, and that case resulted in a number of arrests as well as federal convictions. The Fairfield Community High School Board of Education is scheduled to meet in regular session this Thursday evening at 6 p.m. in the FCHS Study Hall. Items on the official agenda include approving the FCHS graduation date for Sunday, May the 20th. In an executive session, members will also be considering employment of a tennis coach, plus an evaluation of the district superintendent, Jill Fulkerson. Board members will also consider taking action on the awarding of bids for Phase 2 of the Fairfield High School Athletic Complex. More news after this.
What do you do for a living? That's a common question asked when first meeting new acquaintances. Hi, I'm Sherry Harder, manager of Ingram Funeral Home, an affiliate of Keystone America. What's my answer to that common question? I help people say goodbye. Being a funeral director, I meet with individuals and families on what is often the worst day of their life. My staff and I don't just work a job. We are striving to be the goodbye specialist. Need a comfortable and welcoming place to both grieve and celebrate a loved one's life? Give us a call at Ingram Funeral Homes in Albion, West Salem, and Allendale, an affiliate of Keystone America.
The Fairfield Travelogue is continuing its run of adventures this month. The next program's coming up this Thursday, February 15th. It is entitled Germany and Switzerland, and will be presented by Marlon Dara. Future programs include on March the 8th, Exploration of the Colorado River, presented by Gray Warriner. On April 5th, Pearls of the Caribbean, presented by Marlon Dara. Now, all of these programs will be held in the First Baptist Church on South First Street in Fairfield. Each of these presentations will begin at 7:15 p.m. Season tickets are only $30, and these tickets are still available at the offices of McDowell, Kinslow, and Jessup and the Wayne County Farm Bureau office. This year's Fairfield Travelogue is sponsored by the Fairfield Rotary Club and the Wayne County Farm Bureau. The Fairfield Rural Fire Department has set the date for their annual fish fry. It's coming up on Friday, March 16th. Now, lunch will be served from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Supper from 4 till 7 p.m. The menu will include all-you-can-eat catfish, hush puppies, tater wedges, coleslaw, and a drink. The price is $10 for adults, $5 for kids. The Fairfield City Police Department will be testing to renew their eligibility roster. There are currently no open positions, but there are openings from retirement possible during the life of the new roster. There will be a $20 fee, and applications must be picked up in person at Fairfield City Hall. Applications are currently available to be picked up at City Hall. They must be returned no later than 3 p.m. on Friday, February 23rd. Orientation then will be at 5 p.m. on Friday, March 2nd at Fairfield City Hall. Physical agility testing will begin at 8 a.m. on Saturday, March the 3rd at the Fairfield High School. Written testing will follow at 10 a.m., but again, those applications can be picked up at City Hall but must be returned no later than Friday, February 23rd. Ken Clore, the chief deputy of the Saline County Sheriff's Department, reports a number of arrests. Brian S. Holbrook, 38 of Harrisburg, DUI. Robin K. Vaughn, 45 of Shawneetown, theft and forgery. Ashley Murphy, 27 of Grayville, failure to appear out of White County. Brittany L. Williams, 27 of El Dorado, driving suspended. Robert D. Kelsey, 47 of Harrisburg, retail theft and obstruction of justice. Angel M. Gerhart, 28 of Creel Springs, failure to appear on account of forgery and a warrant out of Franklin County. Lakeisha R. Coleman, 37 of Harrisburg, failure to appear on a residential burglary and theft charge. Ryan D. Thomas, 25 of Wingo, Kentucky, on a warrant for failure to appear on account of battery. And Matthew R. Moy, 39 of Ridgeway, for driving on a suspended license. Crude oil prices closed up a bit yesterday. Local refineries raised their offering 25 cents per barrel. And today they're paying $52.25 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. In local and area deaths, the 82-year-old Flora resident Robert Bob Williams died Monday at Flora Gardens Care Center. Bob was a press room operator in the tool and die department of Spartan Manufacturing in Flora for 25 years. Survivors include his wife Mary Williams of Flora, three daughters Diana and husband Corey Adams of Normal, Illinois, Debbie and husband Robert Pierce of Sisney, and Denise Williams of Chicago, three sons, David Williams of Salem, Danny Williams of Clay City, and Darren and wife Sarah Williams of Flora. Also surviving are 17 grandchildren and 14 great-grandchildren and one great-grandchild on the way. Graveside services for Bob Williams will be Thursday, 10 a.m. at Bunker Cemetery near Reinhard. Those attending should go directly to the cemetery. Memorials may be made to the donor's choice and will be accepted at the Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney, which is in charge of all the arrangements. 21-year-old Blueford resident Sarah Diane Hall died at 11:04 p.m. Saturday at Cardinal Glennon Hospital in St. Louis. A member of the Bonnie First Baptist Church, she was a homemaker and cared for special needs adults and her children. Survivors included parents Tom Glass and wife Tessa of McLeansboro, her husband Corey Hall of Blueford, a son, Aiden and daughter Leah of Blueford, a sister, Amanda French and husband Ethan of McLeansboro, her grandmother Jean Smith of McLeansboro, a niece and nephew Briar and Charlie French, her mother-in-law Melissa Lorch of Bradenton, Florida, and her brother-in-law Tyler Hall of Salem. Sarah will be cremated as per her request, and a family burial of ashes will be held at a later date at Smith Cemetery. A memorial service for Sarah Diane Hall will be held on Saturday, February 24th, from 10 a.m. until the time of the memorial service at 12 noon at the First General Baptist Church in McLeansboro. Memorials may be made in honor of Sarah to her family, and those will be accepted at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro or the First General Baptist Church in McLeansboro. The Harry Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of all the arrangements. 86-year-old Fairfield resident Alice M. Young died Friday at Barnes Hospital in St. Louis. A homemaker, she'd been a member of the Fairfield Cumberland Presbyterian Church for 70 years, was a member of the Cumberland Presbyterian Women's Ministry and the Rebecca Lodge, and had also worked at Rex Filters for 9 years. Survivors include a son, Neil Young, of Natrona Heights, Pennsylvania, 3 grandchildren and 3 great-grandchildren. Graveside services for Alice Young will be 1 p.m. Thursday at Maple Hill Cemetery in Fairfield. Visitation will be 11 o'clock Thursday morning till the time of service at Nail's Funeral Home in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to the Fairfield Cumberland Presbyterian Church and will be accepted at Nail's Funeral Home in Fairfield. 88-year-old McLeansboro resident Roberta Satterfield Huggins died at 10:35 Sunday morning at her home at Heritage Woods in McLeansboro. A member of the Grace Bible Baptist Church in Benton, she had been a nurse's aide. Survivors include stepchildren Steve Huggins and wife Pam, Greg Huggins and wife Robin, Debbie Sauls and husband Rick, Danita Reed and husband Bill, grandchildren Chris Staley, Angela Rising and husband Nathan, Donna Fingston and Michelle Williams, great-grandchildren Jody, Tyler, Wyatt, Nathan, Nolan, and Easton. Services for Roberta Huggins will be 1 o'clock this afternoon at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro with burial in the Oddfellows Cemetery at McLeansboro. Visitation will be 11 o'clock this morning till the time of service at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. 86-year-old Crossville resident Marjorie E. Whitley died Sunday at the hospital in McLeansboro. She was a homemaker and member of the Crossville United Methodist Church, and for several years she drove a bus for Rides Transportation Services. Survivors include sons Stan and wife Cindy Whitley, Rob Whitley, a daughter-in-law Donna Whitley, a daughter Cindy and husband Stan Maurer, all of Crossville, grandchildren Amanda and husband Jason Winter, Chad and wife Carrie Whitley, Jeremy Combs, Nick Combs, Samantha and husband Jared Hallam, Tiffany Whitley, Taylor Whitley, Justin Catlin, Shauna and husband Logan Rogers, 13 great-grandchildren, and special friends Betty DeLong and Janice Frazier. Visitation and funeral services for Marjorie E. Whitley will be today at the Crossville United Methodist Church. Visitation will start at 10 a.m. with the funeral at 11, burial in Phillipstown Cemetery. Memorials may be made to either Mended Little Hearts of South Central Illinois in Mount Vernon or the American Cancer Society, and those will be accepted at the Cook Chapel in Crossville, which is in charge of all the arrangements. If you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Gain practical experience with emerging technology and equipment not found in the civilian world. The Army National Guard can get you started in an array of STEM-related career fields such as information technology, communication systems, special forces engineers, technical engineering, air traffic control, and chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear science. Get a head start on your career in an exciting new field while earning money to pay for college, all while serving in your own community. Log on to NationalGuard.com or talk to a recruiter in your area to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities available to you in the Army National Guard. Sponsored by the Illinois Army National Guard. Aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
Time for a Wednesday check of sports. Game you heard on WFIW 104.9 last night. Florida defeats Fairfield 58-47. Ryan Estes had 13. Jaden Lewis, Kobe Dagg, 10 each for the Mules, who fall to 13-13. In the JV contest, Fairfield beat Florida 56-50. Caleb Freimeyer had 12. Colin Massey, 11 for the JV Mules. Elsewhere, it was Sisney over Waltonville, 53-41. You heard that one on WOKZ 105.9. Edwards County over Red Hill, 68-56. Wayne City, 81. Louisville, North Clay, 60. Lawrenceville over Carmine White County, 53-40. NCOE, 56. Carrier Mills, 54. Salem over Olney Richland County, 50-30. Weber beats to Patoka, 73-38. Mount Vernon gets by Effingham, 61-54. Massac County hands El Dorado its second loss of the year, 47-44. San Elmo Brownstown, 55. Odin, 54. Gallatin County, 47. Hardin County, 46. Pope County, 68. Egyptian, 60. Harrisburg over Carterville, 60-26. Cesar Valera, 78. Christopher, 44. It was Tranco over Ziegler Royalton, 63-40. Chester over Gorville, 60-46. Junior High Boys Basketball at the SIGHS AA Class L State Tournament. Semifinal action, Collinsville over Benton, 35-29. Centralia beat Marion, 56-41. The championship game set for Thursday. College Baseball Frontier opens its spring season against Williams Baptist College. The Bobcats win 14-2 in Game 1 and then turn around and win 14-2 in Game 2. In the NHL, Nashville over the Blues, 4-3 in overtime, and Vegas over the Blackhawks, 5-2. On the schedule tonight in college basketball, Illinois is at Indiana. Tip-off at 7:30. You can hear the game on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, beginning with the pregame show at 6:30. In the NBA tonight, Pacers are at Brooklyn, and the Bulls host Toronto. That is a Wednesday check of sports. ...80% chance of showers today with a high 55. Tonight, cloudy skies, low 45. 60% chance for thunderstorms on Thursday with a high 65. The outlook for Friday, cloudy skies, high 40. Rain or snow possible on Saturday with a high 45. And for Sunday, partly cloudy with the high of 50.